Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, we need to talk about something.
Yeah, we do.
Producer Jacob's not here right now. He got invited to a wedding. Now, this wedding was for a former coworker in this building, but not just a former coworker, but like a lot of people here on staff, we develop friendships with each other and stuff like that. So that's fine. We're fine. We're flying solo without Jacob. It's cool. But one person on this show is not taking it well, and it has nothing to do with Jacob being off or having to do a little bit more extra work.
It is not.
It is because I use the pronoun they. We're not invited to the wedding.
Yeah, and I'm pissed about it.
Yeah, you are. And this isn't the first time that former coworker that he does not stay in contact with.
It's not my problem that I don't stay in contact with them.
Whose is it?
They can reach out too. The phone works two ways.
It does, but it never goes the way you're never doing it.
Right, but how am I supposed to know about their life, how when they're about to get married? Because people pop the question whenever they want. How am I supposed to keep track? Oh, hey, I heard that you're getting proposed to. Your wedding's coming up. How are you doing?
Well, yeah, Social media. That's exactly how you do it.
Social media.
Or just like maintaining a relationship with this person, I mean, so that you have conversations, yeah, and then they tell you what's going on in their lives.
When's the last time you texted the groom? Yeah, the groom.
Do you have his number? Can you just double check?
I have his number.
Okay,
have a group chat together.
When's the last time you were on it?
Yeah,
I think a week before he was he left.
Huh?
That was months ago.
Months ago.
And can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. This group text that you were on, was it a professional group text where you talked about work stuff, or was it a personal group text where you talked about just like being friends and just each other's lives and stuff?
It was a work text, but we also talked about each other and how we are friends. I just checked my text. The last time I texted him was December 3rd.
Mine was Monday.
What? Why are you talking to him?
Don't worry about it. But one of the reasons was congratulations and good luck at your wedding.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, he said he would invite me to his wedding.
Okay.
I didn't ask. He said we were taking it to the next level.
This is not Survivor where you guys have an alliance and say, I'm bringing you to the end, bro. He doesn't owe you anything. And I doubt that he like got cornered and said, yeah, I'll bring you to the wedding. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. What is his fiance's name?
His wife.
Well, they haven't gotten married yet.
Right. Right. So, she's going to be there.
What is her name?
Yeah, I know she's going to be there.
I know what you're trying to do. And you're trying to make me seem like I don't even know his fiance's name. She is a huge listener of the show. I can just tell you that right now.
You don't even know her name.
I know her name. You guys don't know her name.
I don't. And I have to tell you, I would never be expected to go to their wedding either.
Where did he propose to her?
Great question. I think it was on their trip that they went recently to a very beautiful place.
And Hawaii.
It was Hawaii.
Yeah.
We talked to him about it.
Yeah. And he proposed in Hawaii.
Why are you so upset?
Yeah.
I have a feeling, Kevin, that you're upset you weren't invited to the wedding simply because you wanted to go and have an Instagrammable moment. You have FOMO that people are going to be dressed up fancy and eating free food, and that bothers you.
And I feel like I'm supposed to be there.
Why?
I brought joy to his life while he was here.
You did?
I want to see the other person that brings joy to his life.
Whatever her name is.
No, I know her name.
What is
it? I just don't want to say it.
Why?
Because whisper it in my ear and it won't go on the
No. Invasion of privacy, I must say.
You gonna say?
Write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Just write it down on a piece of paper.
Okay. Since he's you're got so a piece concerned. Of paper. He's got a pen.
If you're just tuning in.
I'm nervous.
Producer Jacob is off the show because he got invited to.
No.
He got invited. He got invited to a wedding that by a former coworker. We all know the person. Katie and I are fine that we weren't invited. Kevin's taking it very hard. Now, Kevin, you wrote her the fiance's name down on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Katie, did he get it right?
I don't know.
Right. You don't know if I'm real or...
Do you want me to look? I could look it
Okay, awkward. I was wrong. I just checked. I was wrong.
Yeah, you checked.
Is it like Sarah?
No, it's Shannon.
Okay. Shannon. You wrote down Monica. No, I have to tell you something else. Another former coworker who hasn't worked here for even longer got married.
And that one I'm really hurt about. Because
why?
I was close to both of them.
But not after she...
Not after she left this building, but I was close with them.
Okay, so you were close while she was in your face and like... In your area.
Yeah.
But like once she went to a different company, you thought, oh, out of sight, out of mind.
No, we still text here and there like, hey, girl.
When's the last time you texted her?
Let me check my text. You guys
Because he
love
told me
time
he
stamps.
Saw her at a birthday party and he said hi to her, but he wouldn't say congratulations.
Because how was I supposed to know they got married without them inviting
you
me?
You told me that they got married.
Well, she didn't send an invitation. That's why out of sight, out of mind. Sorry.
She didn't send an invitation because people have to spend money for the people that come to their wedding. Okay? It costs them money.
How much could it be?
Depends on the
wedding.
I don't
eat that much, so they can save money on that.
At my wedding?
They don't pay per bite.
Yeah, at my wedding, it costs like, I think, $75 per person.
They can spare I'm a lot of fun.
You would have to bring your life partner with you.
I don't have one, so they can save that.
Best friend, George.
Your best friend, George, would absolutely
go. Is your forever plus one.
He will never be my plus one anymore.
Why?
Because it costs $75 per person, and that's crippling me from getting invited to weddings. So I am single, ready to mingle at weddings, but I will not steal your shine.
Is that what it is? Did you think this was a place where you were going to meet a sweet ass honey?
Yeah.
I mean, love does happen.
Holy matrimony.
Holy matrimony. Kevin, I'll tell you what. I don't intend on ever getting remarried, but if I do.
I better see that invite or I'm going to cut you.
Nothing would make me happier than to leave you off the list.
I will, if I ever get remarried, I will only invite you if at the very end when they introduce me and my new wife, you stand up and go, well, holy matrimony. That was great. Kevin, I'm sorry you didn't get to go.
I'm sorry for them.
Yeah, because they're really missing out.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the wake up call. 106.5
VN. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.